I'm back in the car with no radio for my family today. I got my mom here, my wife here, and I got my munchkin here. We just on our way to Los Angeles and to go on vacation, man. I was just thinking about my life, and I was trying to grow, but they didn't let me listen to my book. So we gonna do a podcast since I couldn't listen to my book today. I hope you can hear them. We gonna do a little sound check in just a second. Alright, so it wasn't that bad. But man, today, what I want to talk about is just the importance of traveling and getting outside of your comfort zone with the people that you care about the most. Like, moving out of the environment that you're in on a day-to-day basis is extremely important. For a lot of reasons. The first reason I can think about, you would want to move away and get outside of your comfort zone because it grows everybody in your family, you know? Because I know a lot of black people, Americans, don't ever leave their home area. Like, they don't leave, you know, that 100-mile radius where they grew up from. Like, they just don't know, you know? Like, and they see things on TV, and it can shape their lives because they don't know how life is in other places, you know? How people think. You can look at pictures and think you've been somewhere, but until you actually go there and see how people interact with the environment, and you really get a real picture of how people live outside of your own area. You know, I don't know how to explain it, but just people that live in California, that's born and raised in California, act completely different from people in Texas. I don't know how to explain it, but I mean, it's just a whole different mindset that they almost all of them have. You can tell when the people are from there. You know, they more free spirited, where Texas is just more manner driven. You know, the Southern hospitality is a real thing when you go to the South, and when you go to the West Coast, it's more free spirited. Like, people go there and they just kind of lay around and are extremely cool, you know. And that's one of the things that you really cannot teach people. You got to actually see it and experience it. And when you do it with your family and your children and just everybody in general, that it makes the whole family grow and appreciate what they have. It makes them feel special is what I'm trying to say. You know, you can only feel unique when you know what it's like on the other side. Like, you understand what unique means when you start to see a lot of different cultures outside of your own culture. Do you want to say something?
Keep talking.
Huh? Keep talking. Oh, okay. Well, she don't want to say nothing right now. I don't know, man. But I'm real excited to go. I'm glad we're going. I'm on the highway. It looks like I'm last. Everybody left me because I like to be safe. And I'm tired. And I don't like driving. But that's okay. Let's see. Mom, do you want to say anything?
No, not right now.
Okay. So nobody don't know how to say nothing. Everybody's shy, I guess. That's okay. I'm not. I can talk. Okay. But yeah, man. I'm telling you, this book that I'm reading right now, The 80-20 Rule by Robert Cash, is extremely important. I mean, it's changing my life. It's making me hone in on a lot of things that's got going on, and it makes me appreciate the greater 20% of my life, because what the book says is 80% of things that we do don't really matter that much. You know, it does not really matter. And I had a conversation the other day about how much do I really need to retire? And man, oh, how much do I need to, not even retire, how much do I need to be happy? Like money-wise, how much money do you need to be happy? And it ain't always about a money number. It's more about the comfort level on like a monthly basis. Like if you can do the things that make you happy and continue to do them for, you know, the whole year, how much do you need? Like what do you really need to supplement? Do you need a 2-3 million? No. You know, it was really a lot smaller than I thought it would be. You know, in my head, I thought that I wanted $15 million and I was going to live a great life. You know, and I know, and I guess I was naive then, but I know that money does not make you happy. Right? It doesn't. Like you can get all the toys and still feel dead inside. You know? You gotta find out what that happiness balance is, you know? Like, I still love to travel. These trips really don't be that expensive when you really break them down, you know? Like, you need to find a balance where you can spend time with your family, you know? Do things that you love. Have that time by yourself. Like, all these are extremely important things to come to that point of happiness. And you have to make a balance. You can't work your life away and get the money and then be nothing to do with the money. Like, you can work hard as hell and get all the money and have money to buy something that don't make you happy. And that's just dumb, you know? But the world teaches us to do dumb things. They want us to compare ourselves to each other when we know that everybody's different. Everybody's unique. And we don't have the same happiness. But the world wants us to think that, which is out of control. But all right, here goes Shekinah.
What's up, y'all? It's Shekinah Chambers. So what I wanted to say about the whole vacation thing is, for me, vacationing is kind of my free time. It's the time where if I want to work, I can work. But if I don't, I don't feel obligated. So when we do family vacations, this is like the only time that we're not running crazy from sun up to sundown. Like, we really can relax and chill and actually enjoy one another and not get up with the hustle and bustle, because we really work probably 16, 18 hours a day. The only time we're not working is when we're sleeping. So when we go out of town or you see us go places, it's because we need that time together. We need that time to be able to chill. Or if you see us going, we're apart. We need that time to kind of wind down and just get a peace of mind. Because we have a 2-year-old and, you know, life has changed a lot. But as far as not being able to afford to go on vacation, I feel like people spend their money on what they want to spend their money on. And if you can afford $200 shoes or $400 purses, you can afford to take your kid on vacation, whether it be to Kansas City, the World's Fun, Ocean Fun, to Dallas, wherever. Because making memories is important. That's one of the only things you're going to have, is the memory of what was. And that's why I like to even take a lot of pictures, because it gives me the memories where I can look back and be like, you remember when this was, or you remember when that was? So I always take my pictures and I print them. Not just put them in the phone, but I actually print them so I can go look at a photo album. Like when you was a kid, your mom, your grandma always had photo albums. Well, now everything's changed, so everything's on your phone. Well, if your phone drops in the water, then you only got what's on the cloud. Well, you might have just experienced something amazing 2 days ago that it's not on the cloud. So always remember to save your memories and cherish them, because at the end of the day, family's important, and that's all you're going to have.
Oh, boy, that's my first guest on my podcast. I'm going to send you a check. And just pick up back off that, because I know I'll be talking about this. This podcast is going to be all over the place, but it's okay. But, yeah, man, hey, the guy was saying, like, material things we forget, but experience we never forget. Experience is what is the lessons and experiences of life are what mold us. That's what we are, you know? Like, you don't touch hot pots because you got burnt. That was a bad experience. You never forget, you know? And that's one of the things, man. Like, I really was not like this till the last maybe 10 years of my life. Like, I really had no I really just wanted material things. I ain't gonna lie to you. And my wife didn't show me that these vacations, at first I was like, they draining us. But I'm really starting to see, like, hey, this is what it really is. You know, like, I cherish these moments. Like, all the countries we've been, I remember those things vividly. And it makes me a better person. You know, like, it makes me a better person to, it makes me in more grateful about my life. And when I'm grateful, I'm a more at peace person in all situations, you know. So I understand that the importance of these vacations that we take, even if the destination ain't a place I would normally want to go. When I get there, I make sure I make the most of it, you know, because it's about being around your family and enjoying them and enjoying your life, you know, because these are things that you cannot purchase at all. Like, you can never purchase these things. So, yeah, man. How long we been going at? This ain't too long, but yeah, man. If you get a chance to go out and spend time with your family, and you're gonna miss a few dollars, I would say miss those few dollars, because at the end of the day, man, dollars will not give you peace. Family is one of the pillars of life, and one of the pillars of happiness. And if you really want happiness, you should really, really take care of your family and those needs. It's important, man. Mama, do you want to say anything?
No.
Okay. I had two, but I only got one special guest today. But that's all right, man. It's all right. But yeah, man, that's all we got today. We ain't going to bore y'all too much on the podcast, man. But yeah, I'm about to get on a flight to Los Angeles to go to Disney World with my family, where they don't have adult rides and stuff. But yeah, man, this just James in the car with no radio with my family. You know what I'm saying? Just thinking about my life, man. Trying to grow for myself and everybody in my car, man. All right, y'all. Peace.